You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has announced a cash injection for family planning. I spoke to Julianne Genter, Green MP, Minister for Women and Associate Minister for Health, and also to family planning about this. I began by asking Julianne Genter about the funding boost and what it entails.
I'm very pleased to announce funding to help family planning so that New Zealanders can get the sexual health information and clinical services they need. This will be the largest cash injection from the government to family planning in over a decade. They will receive $427,000 to help reduce long wait times by increasing hours for existing staff, hiring more nurses and administrative staff, and addressing other cost pressures.
You mentioned wait times. I read that there's currently a two-month average wait time because of the backlog that's accumulated because of the pandemic.
During the COVID-19 lockdown, people's appointments had to be deferred, and that's led to a backlog that needs to be cleared. This funding will help address that.
And long wait times are a key issue because reproductive health issues can be quite time-sensitive.
We want women to be able to get in there and get whatever health support they need, including access to those long-acting reversible contraceptives like the Mirena and Jadis coils.
How long do you think it will actually take before the effects of this cash injection are seen?
Well, I'm very hopeful that the money will be getting to family planning as soon as possible. I can't answer the question of how quickly they'll be able to deploy new staff, but I know they're an incredibly efficient organization that provides indispensable services to New Zealanders, and I'm really pleased that we can offer them more financial support.
What other benefits will this funding boost bring?
The main goal is to reduce waiting times to ensure that family planning can keep their 30 centres open and see patients promptly. And of course, when young women, Māori women, those living in rural communities are able to access those primary health services at family planning, there are huge benefits in terms of their own health and their reproductive health.
Will the cash injection mean any expansion of services, or is it just filling a gap?
This particular funding is about addressing the additional costs and delays associated with COVID-19. It will mean that they can hire more staff, and it should reduce wait times.
This boost was in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, but family planning were already under quite significant financial strain prior to this. Why was there no funding boost before this?
The government has been very supportive of family planning. I mean, obviously, when we've been dealing with COVID-19 and a number of other unexpected issues in an already underfunded health sector, the government has had to prioritize, but I am definitely pushing for increased support for family planning because the services they provide are so important and critical to the health of our country.
This cash injection is a one-off funding boost. Will an increase in funding be on the table?
I think that will have to be a question for the new government after the election, but it would certainly be a priority for the Green Party.
I also reached out to family planning. Unfortunately, we had some technical issues trying to record the interview, but they did send me this written statement, which was very nice of them. Family planning has welcomed the one-off funding support announced today, which will be directed to initiatives to reduce waiting times for clients. Family planning chief executive Jackie Edmonds says, "We are grateful for the $427,000 announced today by Minister Genter. The additional funding will allow us to employ additional people in our contact centre, and increase nursing hours so we can offer more appointments. We were already under pressure prior to COVID, but the lockdown put even more demand on our services. While we offered as many services as we could over the phone during lockdown and came back into our clinics as soon as we could, we had our own curve of clients needing appointments, and it's this curve that has put us under extreme pressure." Ms. Edmonds says, though welcome, today's money will provide only temporary relief to our funding issues. Quote, "What we need is a fundamental shift to the way we're funded, which acknowledges that we're an essential service under extreme funding pressure. The Minister's own media release notes that this is the biggest funding increase we've had in more than 10 years. We have been saying for some time that without a substantive and sustainable increase in our contract funding, we're simply not going to be able to continue to provide the services we do. Ms. Edmund says family planning is trying to navigate growing demand, increased costs, and more complex client consultations on a budget effectively the same as it was in 2008. Quote, "We are grateful to the Minister for the support announced today. We will, however, continue to make the case for contract funding which fully recognises and recompenses the work we do."
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.